producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Tom, Chris, Alex, Michael, John, we'll get to all of you. We've got guests coming up, obviously. Doesn't do justice to Chris Springmeier to have him on when all this is going on. Talk about the Illuminati. We'll get a quick update from him, and then I promise have him up for an hour whenever this rioting craziness, you know, ends. I have a feeling, though, it may not. This is part of the global destabilization we're witnessing right now. Tom in New York, you were finishing up a statement. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm really trying to help you and everybody else involved with this, so I'm going to slow down and we're going to take this real quick point by point because these are the most important points I think that have been made so far in all this. Again, getting back to what your second caller stated about somebody close to the officer's significant other calling in a St. Louis radio station last week, giving a statement that was passed on to her, which I personally myself cannot vet, does match up with eyewitness accounts during the shooting of Michael Brown that both put him exactly in the same position in the street, both for what was said to have occurred in the shooting that he was charging the officer and the exact distance. Now, with these two people never having met, I cannot believe that this is only a coincidence. As well, the Ferguson police chief on Friday in his initial police conference did give contradictory statements for anybody paying attention to that very specifically. And I say that to anybody out there that is former law enforcement or still currently involved. You did hear the detailed timeline of the events that occurred, that 11:48, Darren Wilson was responding to a medical call for which he was cleared due to the ambulance arriving on the scene and his presence was no longer necessary. At 11:51, the theft call came in. Between 11:51 and 11:54, the description of the suspect in a strong-arm robbery was given over that radio. You cannot tell me from 11:48 to 11:54, Darren Wilson did not receive this information. So at some point upon his encounter with Michael Brown, he was aware of his status as a suspect. I highly doubt in the frame of mind that he was in, he was not still holding the box of Swisher Sweets. Which, going back to that, if you let me continue on this, please, it's a very important point. I used to work with anti-theft apprehension back in New York. Most thieves are usually criminals of opportunity. Being something petty and small time as this, if Mr. Brown in no way had any involvement with any form of narcotics in his system during this altercation, then I do not believe he would have blatantly entered a store in broad daylight, gone over the counter, taken what he wanted.
Sure, he was obviously bombed out of his brain when you watch the video. And they get Swisher Sweets. Folks get those to load them with the marijuana. That's the style of smoking it.
Two or three of these, he grabbed an entire box.
No, I know.
That matches up with the statement given by the significant other's friend. Okay? So all these events leading up together, the police chief saying that they cannot be connected. This was after that midday lunch break they took later on in his afternoon press conference.
Sure, sure. But look. The larger point I'm trying to get at here, I keep saying the issue, is that they're trying to start a race war. Obama and the globalists want this. They've already made preparations for it. That's what I'm getting at. And they're going to then switch it and flip it onto the Tea Party because that's what the real training is for. 9 times out of 10, they are training to take on American gun owners. Can you imagine what that will look like for the police and military?
Yeah, because I'll be right next to you in it. But the thing about it is this. We got to nip this thing in the bud and go back to the original incident that set all this off. And right now, another big thing I think that is being hugely overlooked in all this, you cannot tell me that the St. Louis Police Department, as well as the medical examiner's office, has never collected forensic evidence or done an autopsy on a murder victim. Now, if the significant other story is correct, the gun was supposedly trying to be taken away from the officer inside the vehicle at his hip position. Now, Dorian Michael Brown's friend, who I don't know what credibility you can give to him, being involved in the robbery, 1 foot behind him and not considered an accomplice, said that he was shot.
I know, I hear you. I'll have to come back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Spring Meyer is a best-selling author, researcher. He's been a political prisoner as well. Totally shut up for exposing a lot of the bizarre rituals that the globalists are into, exposing some of the stuff that goes on in England with all the child kidnapping and the rest of it. He's going to be with us for about 15, 20 minutes, and I'll go back to your calls because this information is so important with Tom and Chris and Michael and John and Alex, former police, current police, National Guard folks, to talk about the Ferguson, Missouri situation that is clearly being stirred up by the Justice Department to then cause riots nationwide as a pretext to shell the public on troops and military on the street. It's all been premeditated. And now more and more eyewitness accounts are coming out. I was just watching CNN saying indeed that Brown had charged the police officer and had tried to get his gun away. I don't know what the truth is. I know there's massive manipulation going on, and I know that Paul Watson on air broke last hour and will be joining us in overdrive next hour. The incredible information absolutely over the top, ladies and gentlemen, that the new official Civil Unrest Army Manual has been declassified. It was written 2 years ago. They released it 2 days ago. And Paul Watson has an article detailing it coming out in less than an hour at Infowars.com. And the Army goes further than ever and says, we are preparing to use lethal force against nonviolent demonstrators and how to kill U.S. citizens. It's an update from the document 2 years ago. It's the same document. They just update it. It's the manual where they talk about processing our Social Security numbers into the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. This is it. Now, remember, the real training, 90-plus percent of it is for gun owners, veterans, Tea Party. And the Justice Department says, white people are the number one threat. I mean, it's so racial. Imagine if they said black people are the threat. So, separately, they're getting ready to target gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, gun owners, whatever. We harp on that. We're the folks that expose it. We're the experts. I only tell you that because we are the experts. I am the expert on this, okay? I learned about this 18 years ago. Because of insiders, I've been on it ever since. We know what we're talking about. It's coming to a head. This is the time to be praying, ladies and gentlemen, because they want to start a civil war in this country between gun owners and the police and the military. If that happens, a lot of police and military say, well, I won't be part of that. I believe you. The problem is they're going to stage such horrendous terror attacks and blame it on domestic groups that it will be a psyop, and I question your resolve. Look at Katrina and the gun confiscation under orders. Didn't go into the 8th Ward or 9th Ward where all the looting was going on. They went into the high and dry wealthy areas and took those guns and handcuffed those citizens, and they never got them back. And when we were getting reports of it at the time from police officers that were listeners by name, Lister said that isn't true in 2005. You're lying, Alex. It came out weeks later. All the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs just got back late last night from St. Louis, Missouri, where he spent the last week in the combat zone, being hit by the rubber bullet, fresh off 3 weeks at the border and all the rest of the craziness down there. He's volunteering to turn right back around with a fresh group of reporters, Kit Daniels and Marcos Morales. Marcos is going, right? He's able to go. They're turning around in an hour. They got to leave in 20 minutes. They're getting on an airplane. They're going back. Fritz Springmeier will give us his overall big picture view on this, talk some about Robin Williams' death and how many murders are going on in Hollywood when a star no longer can make money as a star. They make money as a dead star. Could he have been killed? We're going to be talking about that briefly. I already had him scheduled. He'll be back with us as soon as this crisis is over in the next few weeks for a full hour via video Skype. We sell his book. We're the only people that do sell it because we put it back in print. Bloodlines of the Illuminati, the size of a phone book, which I used to think half of it was nuts. So much of it, after it was written 15 years ago, has come true that it really is an important book to read. We have it, InfoWarsStore.com. Everything's 10% off, by the way, until tomorrow at InfoWarsStore.com. I should remind you, we are listener-supported. It's very expensive to send reporters up there. But, Joe, I wanted to spend a few minutes with you before you turn around and leave. You're in studio with us. Man, you look I saw you just a week and a half ago. You didn't look as jacked as you do right now. What's happened? Have you gotten back in combat mode or something?
Well, I take the Superman vitality as well. I mean, I'll hop in all these fences with these MRAPs chasing me and lasers pointing at my chest. It makes you get amped up. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm out there running lives or you streaming, trying to get everything, because the only way people in America are going to wake up to what's really going on and what can happen in their neighborhood is to actually see what's going on and not watch what CNN and Fox and all these guys are telling you from their roped off little sheep pens that they have. It's ridiculous. The only way that the Americans are actually see what's going to happen is if we continue to get out there on the front lines and watch both sides of this collapse.
Well, it was thugs at first. Then it was good people for a few days. Now the thugs have descended. I mean, that's what I see from the outside. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Saturday was a whole different story. I was looking at...
You were there for the looting.
Yes, I was like, this is not going to be good. The protesters started turning on us, swatting the cameras at us. Josh got surrounded. One of the girls came out of the crowd and ran and tried to push my Ustream feed out of the way.
Because you're white?
just because I was recording. Who knows? They just didn't want it. But it was funny because they're yelling for their amendments. They want to be able to say what they want to say. But then they started swatting at our cameras and saying that we couldn't film.
Well, I've been watching the feeds. There's a lot of racist talk going on.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of
stuff. So before it was the locals saying we want our town back, you know, retired and hardworking black folks. It's kind of a retiree area is what I've read. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah,
and now the thugs have showed up from St. Louis.
Well, but I would say like around 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, that's when the locals who live there, the families that actually work and have jobs and do everything, that's when they go to bed. They lock up. They're like, I don't want any part of this. You see them coming out and grabbing their kids off the street. Then it's the out-of-towners and people that come out doing donuts in the road, acting full, screaming, driving up at the police, standing in front of the businesses trying to protect them, throwing stuff and saying, F the police, you know, we don't have to do anything when you guys say, you got guns, we got guns. And they're sitting there with their mask on, jumping up and down. And it
does anybody have any idea what the globalists are doing? If this gets out of hand, then the military will crush them. That will start a larger race war. And then like judo, they're going to flip it onto the Tea Party. Joe, you went to the secret training bases. We've got the video of them training to intern blacks en masse. We've been warning people since July when we figured out the combo, the combination of what they were planning, the final pieces. Have we not accurately predicted exactly what was going to happen?
Oh, exactly. It's happening now. And like you said earlier, the police aren't even stopping the looting. They sit back and they allow it. They were letting these guys drive around in the street recklessly, almost hitting crowds of people that were standing and praying. People hanging out the side of the vehicle with, you know, masks throwing up gang signs, driving at crowds of people, and the cops are just sitting there watching. And then they would leave the store.
Well, the cops' argument is we try to run them off and you get mad at us.
Yeah, but the only time it ever gets violent is when they just line up and then just start shooting into the crowd.
Well, I was about to say, obviously the police should swarm out against criminals, then they'd be cheered by the crowd. Guard the First Amendment. Protect the press, go after people doing bad, then they'd be praised. But no, they've set up the training where it always goes bad like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the one guy, we saw the one guy throw the bottle. Why not go get that one guy and then let the demonstration continue? What they did is they let that one bottle just be the flashpoint for everything. Sirens going off, smoke, flashbangs, and then just attacking people, lining up, marching, and shooting into a crowd.
Well, I've also seen some black leaders say that only blacks are being shot at with rubber bullets. Is that true?
Negative, because I got shot. There was a white lady. She was a minister in the local town right there in Ferguson. She has a huge bruise that takes up her whole stomach. I mean, it was worse than mine. I mean, hers was actually ripped a little bit.
But you told me they were clearly targeting the press.
Oh, definitely. That's the first time in my own country I've really felt threatened.
Well, they've never targeted press during riots. The police have always wanted the press there to cover what really happened, so they could show the rioters.
But
why in the world would they target you?
Well, the scariest thing is when you hear them get on the radio and they say, turn off all recording equipment. That just blows my mind. And then the Saturday, they said, if you do not disperse the streets, we will arrest you and or by other means necessary. They added that on this time. So that's when the next following night, shootings and all that.
So they're now quoting Malcolm X, the police, as they attack people. I mean, that's what's so crazy about this is it's the worst possible combination. Well, listen, get out of here. Great job. Everybody will be praying for you, Joe. We really appreciate you.
And last night I predicted, I said today or the next day the National Guard will be called. When I landed, I talked to you. I said, I guarantee you the National Guard will be in play. And sure enough, here we are today.
Well, get out there by tonight. But listen, I don't want you on the front lines anymore. You've done enough. And go by. I told him yesterday, I don't know if we had the time. I didn't mean to send you. You need to get expensive gas mask.
The ones I got worked fine. It's just Jakar didn't have his on his tight.
Well, but your eyes. You need them with the...
Yeah, I need the goggles.
And I just don't want you guys being heroes out there, all right? Just stand back, all right?
I don't have that in me.
I know, but you're not allowed to get in trouble. Just come on. Go cover it from the periphery.
Oh, I am. I'm going to stay off to the side. That way I can see them converging on each other. So the sides are fine. It's usually if you're just in the middle of the road right there, that's where everything's being shot to. If I get back like on some of the side businesses like I was able to Saturday and kind of stay around the corner of the building and film out, I got good stuff.
Now when the cops roll past you and you're doing that, are they doing anything to you now?
They started pointing sniper rifles at me. Me and Jakari had to run. We were chased for a little while, and then I had to run 5 miles out of the city of Ferguson, come back around in the pouring rain.
Well, that's why it looks like you've lost 20 pounds.
Yeah. There's been a lot of running.
I was like, you walk in, I don't even recognize you. I mean, you weren't fat, but you were a little chubby like me.
Yeah.
I mean, man, it's called the Ferguson workout secret. You look like 10 years younger, bro. It's been good for you getting gas. You owe me for sending you. You have to pay me for the special work.
I've been drinking like 2 bottles of water a day and like a granola bar. That's about it.
All right. Well, be safe. You guys, you know, force be with you. Via con Dios, Joe Beggs. We're going to come back with our special guest, Fritz Springmeier, for an abbreviated interview. He'll be back with us.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Well, you heard it from Joe Biggs. He's been there. A bunch of thugs came to town, just like the state police said, and are just attacking and burning and looting things, and it's disgusting, almost running over prayer vigils. This is what the Democratic Party is promoting. Truly disgusting. Again, Fritz Springmeier, author of this phone book-sized book in my hand, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, available only at InfoWarsStore.com. Reads like a nightmare horror movie, but so much of it that he wrote about in here back in the mid-90s when this book came out, what, 96, 97, turned out to be true and came out in mainstream media. It is bizarre. And I can't prove all of it, but a lot of it over the years has turned out to be accurate. Really amazing book, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I appreciate Fritz coming in today to do this via Skype. Skype looks great. That's one reason I haven't had him on as much as his internet's been bad. But he looks like he's got good internet. So, Fritz, I want to invite you on to the nightly news the next few weeks and do a full hour in the near future with us here on the syndicated radio show. So we'll get that set up as soon as this Ferguson thing either escalates or downgrades. We're really trying to focus on this because it's part of a larger globalist plan. What is your gut watching this unfold? I mean, we have the evidence. They are provocateuring this and preparing race war as a pretext for martial law. What's your view on that?
Well, first I want to comment that you're on top of it, and there's not a whole lot of information that I can give on the details of what's transpiring that you're not giving. You're doing a good job of covering it, but what I can do is give the larger context, because as you've been telling your audience, I did a lot of research on the Illuminati. This is a part of a program. There's programs, and then there's sub-programs underneath that, and at the top of the agenda is population reduction, but they're also trying to break up the United States, take us back down to where we're manageable, split us up. We're going to have order out of chaos, but first we've got to create the chaos. So 2 years ago when I was in studio with you, you were holding up and showing the audience my books on the trauma-based mind control. And when I did work with the victims of this trauma-based mind control, I was trying to be a friend and a pre-therapist to them. I wasn't charging people for the help I gave, and people came from around the world to my house to get assistance. One of the things that I discovered, and this wasn't only just something I discovered, but some other Christian ministers that were also working with victims of trauma-based mind control also discovered this, is that all of these people had programming for this period of chaos, Armageddon programming, where the elite of the world were going to create Armageddon-type scenarios where we have these plagues, where we have these riots, we have this chaos, we have a financial crisis. Christine Lagarde, who's head of the IMF, she's been talking about we need a global reset, structural reforms. There's all these financial...
Rand Corporation says a global war is needed to save the New World Order. It's chaos psychology where you bring in the chaos to then get the public to beg for the solution.
Exactly. And they're going to have people asking for, we got this Ebola scare, and now Monsanto's... going to make billions of dollars off of they create a problem, then they give the solution, and they make money through the whole Hegelian dialectic process. So, the Department of Agriculture, Vilsack, was Monsanto, and Monsanto even gave him a jet to travel around as he was governor. So we've got these Illuminati members salted in our government, John Kerry, who was Department of State, Skull and Bone set up as a branch of the Bavarian Illuminati, which was a branch of the Illuminati in general. So we got all of these members. You've been watching this too, how so many members in the president's cabinet will be Council on Foreign Relations, which was an Illuminati-controlled organization. So they've put their people in, they've programmed people all through all levels of society. So what we see happening at Ferguson, some of those people that are on both sides of the issue, some of the police, some of the demonstrators, some of these people coming from St. Louis to cause problems, these people have been programmed to do this. This is actually pretty intense, sophisticated mind control. One of the things that I discovered in working with these Illuminati victims of mind control is even the people that supposedly on
all sides. Hold on, I want to hear this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 18th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I don't want to be in your London. I don't want to be in your... I don't want to be in your British.
Ain't no mystery.
Ain't no mystery.
Why I'm in misery. Don't want to be in your London dungeon. Don't want to be in your New World Order hell. They'd like to lock us up. Put us in their pretty pens. Look, television itself is brainwashing. When you tune into every major cop show, every major cartoon, every major wartime video game, I'm not exaggerating. It's got to be everyone. Because listeners send us all the video clips of this stuff. I've seen in the last month probably 5 different video games that are out this year where you fight Tea Party people and gun owners and kill them because they're terrorists. I don't even hardly watch television or movies. And when I do, the bad guy loves the Second Amendment and George Washington. That's brainwashing. Earlier this year, in January, the Pentagon came out and said, we're going to stop lying because of Matt Drudge. So to stop lying, we're going to engage in psyops domestically. And they changed the law so they could. That's the lie. We're going to stop lying by openly lying. And the military itself is more psyop than anybody. That's why the military is the most awake group out there. Well, we've got to be careful about alienating them, because they're the people that aren't ignorant like the public and do know they've been training for gun confiscation and do know all this is happening. We're going to go to your calls and give you the floor and move quickly to the next person. So I've had folks holding for an hour because a guest came on. After Fritz leaves us here in a moment, I'm going to go into overdrive with the Joe Rogan and more. But, Fritz, you're going to be on the nightly news tomorrow night with 30 minutes. Next week on the radio for an hour. A lot of times people in news obviously move a guest if it's not on topic. You are on topic. It's important. I want to delve into these documents and discuss it. But the culture itself is brainwashing. The fluoride in the water to lower IQ and to make other drugs have a higher effect as an adjuvant. That's pharmakia mind control. Putting 25 million kids on Ritalin, another 60 million on Prozac-type drugs, death education, increasing suicides. We're in a mind control culture where the president says 2 plus 2 equals 5. And if you built a business, you didn't build it. I mean, aren't we already basting in just general mind control? Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Yes, exactly. And I wanted to finish my thought just when we took break, and that was in a place like Ferguson, what they have done is, and this is going to happen repeatedly in the United States, when you have these riots and stuff, they have actually programmed people with this trauma-based mind control to become leaders of the rioters. They're people that have been taken and trained, their certain parts of their minds alters. You can see the type of programming I'm talking about if you watch this Charles Bronson movie, Telethon. And so these people can be triggered, and then they will go into their leadership mode where you have a crowd, and they will take control of the crowd. So that's a little scary, because if you're somebody who's sincerely protesting, the next thing you know, you'll be caught up in a movement that's controlled by the elite, and you won't even know it. The people that are taking control of the crowds, as well as the police, you've got this controlled chaos. And so, we're looking at some serious things coming down the pike. You've been warning people. You've been talking about how our government is ready for the financial crisis and chaos. How they've stocked up on the weapons. And so you're on top of it, and I appreciate that you're warning people. This is definitely things that are on the Illuminati agenda. And then the long-range plans, like I'm talking about, are to take us down to population reduction. So you can rest assured that after they stress us out with a number of things like a financial crisis, then they, and the American dollar will be dethroned as the world's reserve currency. Then we will see the plagues come in. I think that this is just scaring people right now with the Ebola thing. I'm concerned.
I agree. They're just getting everything in place, the compartmentalization, the preparation, while deindustrializing, posing as the saviors. And again, the average cop or military or bureaucrat doesn't even know. That's how the globalists all have written that in public books. Tragedy and Hope, Brzezinski's books, Eco-Science, literally hundreds of books they've written. Men in Power is a political retrospective written by the German Chancellor, Helmut Schmidt, all admitting how they do this. That's what's so crazy, is so much of it is admitted. And now they're just selling everyone on the idea of authoritarian control for security, but really the authoritarian control's coming in to take out their real enemy, any wealthy or middle-class folks that aren't part of the system.
Right. They're solidifying their control as if they need more control.
Well, Fritz, I got to say, you are on fire today. You'll be on the nightly news tomorrow for 30 minutes. And then did we choose a date for you to come on next week yet?
Yes. Not yet, but we can do it.
Guys, let's look at the calendar and pick one right now. So I can tell the audience. I just want to tell the audience what date would be good. I mean, Fritz, just let us know a date that's good next week in the third hour, 1 o'clock Central, and you're on, okay?
Okay. It looks like my schedule's free during the week.
All right, good. Well, we'll talk to you right now off air. Fritz Springmeier, folks, Bloodlines Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier, the book, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, Fritz. We'll talk to you tomorrow night on the Nightly News and next week. What a godsend. He's got good internet and good Skype, so we can have him on as a regular guest. Now, I haven't really plugged a lot in the last 2 hours, okay? 2 hours, 40 minutes. I want to go right to your calls. Tom, Chris, and others that are patiently holding. John, Alex, Brian, we'll get to all of you. Briefly, we are running a 10% off special at InfoWarsStore.com when everything else is already discounted. We've got 30-plus percent discounts on Survival Shield Nascent Iodine and Fluoride Shield, the detoxifying chelator. We've already got that special going. We've got 25% off on Fluoride Shield by itself. We've got a bunch of other specials running right now at InfoWarsLife.com. And I think Silver Bullet's sold out, isn't it? That's why it's not on the site now. So when I tell you something's selling out, folks, I'm not making it up. That's InfoWarsLife.com. 10% off everything. Books, videos, InfoWars.com camo hats, nickel and brass Patriot belt buckles. A bunch of those have sold out now. We've got a few of the designs left. Limited edition. Made in America, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase during this crazy time makes the whole operation possible. And again, I don't think we've reached the total crisis point yet. All of this is to maneuver us into that position. The Survival Mega Seed Vaults, best price, non-GMO, super high quality, at prices no one else can top, 10% off with promo code 10 at checkout, applies a blanket 10% off your entire order. We already have the lowest price on almost everything or very competitive. You know, we sign agreements and stuff that we can't even sell stuff for even lower because that drives down the whole market of some of the stuff we carry. The best stuff. Well, I can do 10% off the whole blanket at checkout. I guess there is. They told me Silver Bullet was sold out, but I do see it up there. That's confusing. The point is, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. And whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast. Spread the word about your local AM and FM affiliates and support those local sponsors or become a sponsor and ask stations that are carrying us on the weekend to carry us during the week. Or if they're carrying us at night, tell them to carry us during the day. That's what happens with almost every affiliate. They carry us on the weekend with the live Sunday show. Then they pick us up weeknights, and then they carry us live. And that's what happens because people are hungry for the truth. And look, I'm here trying to cover the sensational nature of reality, to get people out of their comfort zone, to get them out of their trance, so they see how serious things are, so we get past the normalcy bias, and people get upset, and we can turn back the tide. Obama opening the borders without even an executive order. An executive order would be treason. Just doing it. Putting our military under UN control in NATO, running all these scams, fast and furious, shutting down our power plants, Common Core, looting the Treasury with banker bailouts. I mean, it is just, it's insane. We have a chance to turn it around if we decide we can, if we decide to get involved and quit only caring about football or Dancing with the Stars. Anybody who watches cop shows where every episode a gun owner is going to mass murder people, or a veteran is going to mass murder. I mean, none of that's really happening. Statistically, conservatives and libertarians have the lowest crime rate. Look it up in the Justice Department's own numbers. Constitutionalists, the lowest crime rate. I mean, you start researching patriots. We are like the most law-abiding good people. What does the government do? Oh, they're the Bubbas. They're going to rebel. Well, of course you try to take our guns or stick us in a FEMA camp. Yeah. We're not going to go loot stores and throw Molotov cocktails. You know what's going to happen. And the globalists want to execute the military and the police running that operation. And I keep telling people this isn't a game, okay? I'm going to shut up now. Tom in New York, you've been holding since earlier. You made some points. Finish in 1 minute right now. I got to get to Chris and John and Alex and Brian and others. Go ahead.
You got it. You're getting your edge back, but that's exactly it. This all needs to stop so that everybody stops being played pawns in this, to corral everybody into what you're talking about. I'm begging the St. Louis County Coroner, Medical Examiner's Office, as well as the forensic techs out there, come forward with the evidence you have. You know whether there was an altercation that happened inside that vehicle or whether or not Michael Brown was shot in a running forward position. They know exactly what went on that triggered this whole event. I'm begging them to come forward, despite the fact that the feds have now taken over the autopsy.
And explain why that's important.
Why that's important is because this whole thing was triggered by what was believed to be the execution of an unarmed man by a member of law enforcement. Once that truth comes out as to what the reality was that set this off, the whole jig will be up. The feds organized chaos to play everybody as pawns against each other to bring in martial law. As you continually hammer on every day, again, that operation can be destroyed, pushed by the wayside. It will not stop them completely, but at least we can move past this one point of chaos where this thing explodes.
That's a great point. How to get past the point of chaos. Thank you so much. Because I just want to have a country. I want to have stability. I don't want to have a civil war. Got a bunch of idiot thugs trying to get one going. Got the police shooting reporters for no reason. It's just a disaster. Why aren't they releasing it? Because a lot of witnesses are confirming what the police said now, black witnesses. So why aren't they releasing it? The whole thing's very suspicious. And again, people are like, well, it's one dead guy out of all the other stuff happening. Why is it such a big deal? Because the media is making it a big deal. Chris in Vegas, former police officer, your take on the situation. Thanks for holding. Chris, you still there? Come back to him and see if he's there. Alex in Minnesota, former Army. What is your take on this?
Hey, Alex, I just want to talk a little bit about how if you just sit back and look at the situation, it just reminds me of the first Civil War, how Missouri is involved again. And I'm a student of history. I just find it ironic that the same players are involved again. And I think we should all just sit back and look at what's going on. And then my second point is I think we have a problem with bully culture, and it's just everywhere now.
You know, I was thinking that the other day in the car, listening to talk radio, about the thug knockout game culture, about redneck groups acting like thugs, the police doing that. You either have a bully culture or you don't. And you're right. It's bully culture. It's men that think it's tough to get in groups and then mess with people that aren't doing anything. And if you look at the thugs running around bullying our reporters, and they were doing that the last 3 days, now they mirror the police. It's like the thugs and the cops are acting like the same thing. Is that what you're getting at, Alex?
Yeah, definitely. What I see is whether it was we seen Mike Brown in the video was being a bully, whether the police, they were being bullies with him, but definitely the police were being bullies with the protesters. And like you said, the protesters being bullies against you guys, it's just a pervasive thing. I think what's wrong with our country is our value on human dignity, and we don't value life anymore.
That's right. Started out with 53 million babies getting killed in the last 40 years. People say bad stuff can never come here. It has come here. People say, oh, it can never happen here. It did happen here, and now it's getting worse. Great points, Alex. Great call. Is Chris back from Vegas? Let's check that. Okay, Chris, former police, what's your view on this?
Well, I'm calling from FEMA Region Zone 9 on a truth jihad on InfoWars. Thank you very much, Alex.
Well, thanks for calling, Chris. What do you think's going on?
Well, you're exactly right. This is a mass psyops operation using the Hegelian dialectic problem reaction solution, and they're trying to divide and conquer, creating a false paradigm of race-based division using the black groups versus the white groups, the white police of Ferguson in the state against the new Black Panthers brought in by the Department of Justice as their local crisis management observers. This is classic Sun Tzu arts of war that you're seeing here. Absolutely.
Where do you see it going?
Well, what I really see is on Gateway Pundit, they had a map of Ferguson's house, and several different media units from the lamestream media had published critical details and done productions showing exactly where Darren Wilson lives. It's my contention that what they will do is a Chris Dorner sort of thing. There will be some sort of illusion of a takeout of Darren Wilson to defuse the issue. He'll be put into the witness protection program and rotated to some other remote jurisdiction or given a plush retirement to keep quiet forever and made to disappear like they do here in Las Vegas and other locations whenever they get caught doing criminal things that makes a large...
You are correct that CNN and others are showing where the police officer lives at and even how to get there. That is obviously to put it in someone's mind to go there. It'd be one thing if they said his name, but showing where he lives? I mean, that is wild.
Well, and this plays into their 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom Thurmond National Defense Act of 1961, and its evil twin sister, which is the Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament.
7277. Chris, stay there. We're doing some overdrive. I want to let you finish up. And then John and Tom and others. That's why I love having the police call in. See, they know all these documents. They know the history. Whole nine yards.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Overdrive. Some stations carry it, some don't. The fourth hour, you can continue to watch at PrisonPlanet.tv for the subscription feeds, or see the free feed at Infowars.com/show. Coming up in about 5 minutes when we go into Overdrive, Paul is going to break the news with the documentation in T-minus 5 minutes. I want it red-linked. The U.S. Army publicly prepares to shoot unarmed citizens in new manual. I don't know what his headline is going to be, but it's just bombshell. I've got the document right here. In fact, I've got part of it. Will you get Nemo? He was in there writing a story about it, too, to print me the whole thing, or somebody, too. Thank you. Just when you see documents like that, just print me the whole thing. Thanks. I know it's over 100 pages long. It's got the diagrams of where to shoot the unarmed people. It's unbelievable treason. And they're openly trying to get the military to go along with this. The destabilization will be real, though. Just like IS killing people is real. It's just the globalists funded them, protected them, turned them loose. The Ferguson family has now come out and said that their son was murdered, and they've got this medical examiner come in from town, celebrity medical examiner, saying it was an execution, obviously to stir all this up a lot more. This is going from bad to worse by the minute. And don't worry, the globalists will have other tricks up their sleeves to destabilize. Chris, other points. Where do you see all this going? And you were getting to 7277, and the plans for complete and total disarmament in the U.S. by UNESCO and the U.N. under treaty 1961, and the plan to use civil unrest to do it.
Well, absolutely. In fact, Fritz was speaking of the same thing, that bloodlines of the Illuminati, that in United States Code 2358, the Strong Thurmond National Defense Act of 1961, was actually Prescott Bush template. And, of course, its progeny is the National Defense Authorization Act, or like we in the truth community call it, the Kill a Patriot Act. And I think what you're seeing here is what we talked about the last time I was on, the asymmetrical form of war. This is a form of war against the American people. It is a slow boiling frog style of it, where they inculcate it by incrementalism, and this is exactly what we're seeing. And if they can stir up a confrontation, even if they have to put provocateurs in the audience like they did last night with a protesting crowd, to fire shots on the police to provide the stimulus to provoke the police reaction they seek to elicit, then doesn't matter whether it's the protesters do it or the provocateurs do it, they'll still have the same result they're looking for, to create an effectual war on the streets of St. Louis.
We're going to find out. The National Guard is showing up there with heavy armored vehicles, and we're going to have reporters there. All I know is the National Guard better not target my reporters. I wonder how they got the police to target innocent reporters on the news. I mean, is that meant to demonize the police? Why would they follow those orders?
Because your truth-based news reporting has put the sunshine of light on these global terrorists in the White House, the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, the shyster for the pretender POTUS, Barack Hussein Obama, and his criminal cabal that is perpetrating this devious form of revolutionary takeover of this country under the guise of protecting the public from all these terrorists.
Well, the military that I talk to gets it. A lot of the police are starting to get it. I just can't see from a catbird seat, because I'm not in the catbird seat, really how the game's going. But if we end up losing to this, I don't know what to say, because we know their game plan. It's just, can people realize that we know what we're talking about, or will we allow the globalists to win with Cloward and Piven, with this destabilization program? What do you think?
I think we have one prayer, Alex, and that's if a large element of the military is awake enough to know what's going on, if they're being used as pawns in this global game.
I agree, but what do they do when 10,000 people are trying to shoot them or burn them? The fight happens regardless, because even if it's staged, it's still real. We'll be back in Overdrive, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3131.